This is Dan Zen. He's the inventor of SIM on FOSDEM. And he has a little video for you, and you can follow along with the link down. It's for your JavaScript. Sorry. Oh, yeah. Ik hoor twee keren, hè. So Dan Zen is a professor, and he's educating it. We are one of the, competing with other software, and we have a lot of components. So 37% less code. Children from Scratch Junior and the grown-up Scratch Kit. And we have Zimsalabim created because I'm teacher and I want to teach kids with Zim. So they have a good idea about coding with magic. I do updates and ask them several times, can we use this or that, or can we change something? I already have 85 updates in Zim. You can find them. And in Flanders, we code in schools. And even though I'm in the book on page 53 of Learning Kids Computational Thinking with Zim. So on Classement, it's a website to announce apps to teachers, and I have already 200,000 clicks. You can have certificates with Zim. It's some for the older people, young children, but 17, 18 years with Visual Studio Code. But we invented Zim Slate. Zim Slate is an online web educator. Oh, yeah, that is main video. Oh. Yeah. Nu weet ik het, ik sta hier online. Sorry for interruption. I was listening to myself. Yeah. So Zim Slate has pictures. We call it PIC. So children have to type less and make less problems in the code. And for teachers, it's also easier to understand what is Zim about. You have Pragma. She's the daughter of Dan Zen, the alias. So she's helping kids to learn to type code. You see F color is the background color. For example, you have speech. We can we had introduced speech in a 0.16 version. And now if you click on the button, the app will pronounce the text into the button. At the left side, we have also the buttons, magic spells and assets. And if you click on assets, you will get new assets of Zim. So at the left side, the magic button shows you how to code, for example, a face with a head. If you press on it, it will jump onto the head. And the right side, you have the badges. You can make mobile apps and install them on their phone. So really cool as Groovity. We can also make connectors with numbers or with listening to the numbers. And you can hide the object or see the object. Many times, Zim Bits has been used to create apps and to see how it's code. So if you go to ZimBits, there I started to know how to code. If you drag the rectangle on the rectangle, for example, you can disappear the both word and the shape. And you can click on the different objects to learn and listen now to the words. So speech is very handy now. ZimBits Expo, this is introduced new. So an Expo has a lot of bits now into a little shape, the shape of an app. We have different features, basic, mid, and advanced levels, or full apps. You can see the code from. And so now we don't use any more bits often, but the bits are into the expo to view a print screen of the app. So if you go to Zim Zap, you see all the zaps are made by Dr. Abstract. And there are little buttons, editor, code, fill, share, print, and slate. So if you are a teacher, you go to the editor. If you're a child, you can go to slate. Editor is with a login where you can make apps as teacher and share it with the children. Also, an indicator is often used in games. For example, catching apps. So if you go, for example, to this app, you see we have a message. It's with the keyboard control, and we can catch. But if it was with speech, you can hear the colors, for example. So kids can learn about colors more. So if I have red, the indicator shows me, oh, you have a red button, and you get a pain. Game over. This is simple to educate children about the colors. But if you go like zap, not a full mode, but a zap, then you even can go yourself by the QR code scanning or in Slate. So ZimKit Slate is looking like this. Here you have the full app into the environment to learn programming. At the left top, you have the right. You have the possibility to switch the screen in two parts, so you can see the code or not the code. So if I clear my code and I say I want to see the code of my app, I can transfer my code to the right side and test my code. So now you see there is a keyboard message, white text, and a picture, the outer space 08. So what can we do? We can go to assets, backings, and look for another backings, for example, city 05, and when we say include, we see at the top the backings. So we know we can choose more assets. So if I change the outer space to city 07, it's a JPEG. It is not necessary to type JPEG, but you can explain kids what's the difference between PNG and JPEG. And so this is why it's so easy. You give us teacher a little game, and they can look where is the picture, where can I change code, or you start from zero. If you want to start from zero, we have at the assets a button help. So children can read the text. It's all English. But we, for example, explain what is a background color. A background color, F color, is yellow. So that's if you don't have a background color, here is white, but we put a picture on it, so you cannot see it's white. The path is where the assets are located. It's not as necessary for children because we integrated it, so you can delete it. If I don't want a picture, for example, I can comment it out. And now I have a white background. So if you like more simple games, not with pictures, it's possible. But you can choose whatever assets is in there. We can do the outer color. Outer color is the outer color of the app on your smartphone. And we have pages with gradient colors. Adding a background color of picture is this way. So kids have to select and copy-paste. So that's what they learn. So, and then they have to look up to the beach 01. What can I choose from? What backing do I want? Scale 2, you can put it down under the code or next to the code. So this is how we learn kids coding. Left side, the help, and right side, the code itself. If we use like const, it's for the name, the fixed name for our butterfly. It's a bug, but we can drag it. So if I do this away and I just start again, this will not show the, my bug. Why not? I did not yet checked my bug. My bug is in nature. So here in nature we have children pictures and butterfly. Look, this is a sprite. This is a special one. It animates. I can show you an animation of a butterfly, because children learn in Scratch how a butterfly can be a sprite, but we make a difference between picture and sprite. So where is the butterfly I need? I need bug 01, and I have to click include. And now I will see the butterfly. I can drag it, so children can make a scene if they have a background image. And like this, new pick. Afterwards, they learn to remember it. Beach 01 dot scale 2 dot center. Okay. Is this easy for children? I think so. And if they want to position the butterfly at the right top, they can change center to position 100 right top. So now we have the butterfly onto the tree. But how is it possible? I'll show you the grid. There are two possibilities to position something. Our app is like for a phone 1280 pixels and down 720. So you can use location dot lock. If I say I want a butterfly here, so on 400 yes, so here 400 is like here and 100 is here. It's located on the left side. Why? Because we have an outline. And an outline makes visible the registration point. Everything is a rectangle in a picture. If you want to center it, you can put the registration point in the center with rec. So now it's correct positioned. The other possibility is not with grid, but putting your 0 point to the correct corner. So now I'm counting from the right top. If I say right bottom, bottom, now my butterfly is on the sand. So you can choose wherever you want to position assets. The new assets are like here. So aliens you can choose from. We have asteroids, cars, driving. So children can be creative. That's my mission. Let them create a scene and they will be happy. We make also apps for children, and you can find them on ICT Games, for example. It's a website full of games with, made with Zim, and they are some are also translated. Also, we have now the speech. I made an app for children in school to talk. So if you see Olifant, it's elephant. Where can I find my app that I made? So now I go to the Zim website, zimgs.com/editor, or you can go just zimgs.com, editor, in the middle. And then you can look to all your apps you made as teacher. You have a search button. And then you can put Dierenzo. You have the promo page. And then you can click the QR code. So speech is very important for children. So they know they pronounce the word correct. And it was just an idea, and my dream came true. The next idea I have is to recognize text when they write on the tablet. They need to write correct. So we are inventing that also. So here you can choose the Flemish language or the language you want from the computer itself. So I don't have to anymore take stones on my computer. So I have the Flemish language. And now I can say crocodile. These children from the younger age can click. They get feedback. If I can talk, olifant. You see,
olifant.
I did it correct. Olifant is pronounced. They even can type olifant. You can olifant. Listen and check if it's correct. No, I need to put up, of course, is the next word. And it's so correct. So I want to make more apps for this, because children has to have one app for all ages. And if that's what I succeed, I'm very happy, you know. If you want to ask me some more questions about apps creating with Zim, no problem. I have a little last slideshow. We have the drop and also teasers from Dan Zen. He makes a lot of videos. You can find them on zimjs.com, that's YouTube. I'll show you a last little video of Dan. He's very inspiring me and the world with new games. And he even tells sometimes my name in it. Kids like emojis, so why I asked, can we make an emoji component, and he makes it. So I'm very happy I have somebody who helps me for free. So I want to help him with spreading the word here in Belgium and Europe, so we use the Canadian software also here in Europe. That's my mission. If there are any questions, you can ask them. Thank you very much. Any questions?
Do you have plans to add something like a live reload to give the learner an instant feedback loop as they're typing?
They just put test and then you say they see it's a bug or not. Then
yeah,
the error is coming.
Getting that step out of their way so they can just focus on typing and seeing instantly on the screen direct feedback.
The direct feedback is I don't know in it. I don't understand. If you go to slate, it's a slate issue you want to say. So they type, and they only to do this.
Yeah, I want to
I don't know. Yeah?
You're being very particular. I would like to skip clicking test.
Oh, you can control S. Control S.
Ah, that just works on save.
Yes, yes, yes. If I change something like the peak must be deleted, I do control S, and it's updating.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, because always the test. It's possible. It was before in the comments, but we let it out for children. But it's possible. Yes. So I don't know. Any Visual Studio Code programmers here, teachers, who want to implement it? Yes?
Different question. Have you set up time?
Yes. One question.
So in the explanation, I saw that when you like import images and stuff like that, that the explanation is in English?
Yes, all English. You can use Google Translate and just put the translate on the website and you can read it in your own English. So no need to translate it. Yeah, and the coding is English, so they learn English. And they have from videos, YouTube. So they are 7 years and I see a lot of young children at me. I understand already English, I can read it, yes. And they like it a lot because we have in Belgium two languages, Dutch and French. They even can speak better English and French at 7 years. So I like it a lot. I can inspire them. Thank you for listening.